You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
So last week we started talking on a topic called Ready, Set, Reset. Look at somebody, say Ready, Set, Reset. And we were talking about just pushing that reset button in January and letting God do what he wants to do in our lives. Because sometimes we have to reset some stuff if we want to possess the promise that God has for us. Amen? How many know sometimes to get the new thing, you got to get some room in your life. You got to clear some stuff out. You got to wipe some stuff out. Sometimes you got to do some spring cleaning. And so last week we talked about a factory reset. And what that means to us. If you missed that, go back and listen to it on the podcast. But today I wanted to follow a similar thread and talking about getting back to the Word of God and wiping away everything else and just starting back with what God says about us. Far too often our life gets cluttered up with a bunch of other things, different thoughts, the busyness of life, experiences that we have, positive or negative. And so some of those things just pile up on top of our understanding and our dedication to what the Word of God says and his promises to bless us. So today I want to take you a little further on the same topic, Ready, Set, Reset. Specifically on the topic of covenant. Because sometimes we need to reset covenant. Look at somebody and say, reset covenant. So that's what I want to talk to you about, reset covenant or resetting covenant. Sometimes our thought process in regards to our relationship with God gets skewed because we understand in a natural relationship we have a give and take. I give some, you give some, and then both parties benefit from that. But I don't know what happens sometimes when we approach God that we expect sometimes for him to give and we are not going to give in return. And so just as much, I want to challenge your thought process as you don't want to be in a one-sided relationship, God does not want to be in a one-sided relationship with us. And so God does not want to be in a one-sided relationship. And so covenant, this is how it works, because God is a covenant God. There's one party bringing one thing to the table. There's another party bringing something else to the table. And they get together and both parties benefit. And there's no covenant like the covenant that God gives us that we benefit more from. Amen? And there's a revelation that I believe God wants me to give you today. And I believe that if you grab a hold of it, it will be of great, great impact in your life. And part of our covenant is dealing with part of our covenant. Because some of us, we've been tithers for years. And other ones of us, we've been tithers just started. And some of us are on the fence about tithing, but it's part of the covenant. Some of us, we have some reasons why we don't tithe. So we're going to talk about that, and prayerfully you get something out of this. I know you'll get something out of it. There's a revelation, I believe, if you grab hold of it. For those that are already tithers, I believe you're going to be strengthened today. For those that are on the fence or infrequent in your tithing, maybe this will give you the push that you need. And for those that have reasons why you don't tithe, maybe, just maybe, this will fill in some of the blanks for you. But I believe with my whole heart as I was praying this week that for God to take us to the place of promise and the place of abundance that he wants to take each and every one of us, we have to reset the covenant. Look at somebody, say reset the covenant. God is a covenant God. We see that through the word. And God is a God of if and then. If you do this, then I will do that. Many of his promises operate like this. Actually, most of his promises operate like this. If you do this, then I'll do that. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people called by my name will humble themselves, pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. God is an if and then God. His promises, many of his promises, most of his promises are dependent upon us having some type of action of obedience. And then he meets us at a halfway point. I recently heard a great man of God say that when we tithe, God rebukes the devourer off your revelation. You see, many times God has already given us the revelation in his word, but we don't have access to it when we're not tithing because the enemy is coming and he's stealing things away that we should be able to walk in. Because the revelation is what brings abundance. How many know in a natural business sense, the big difference between somebody who succeeds and somebody who does not succeed is the revelation that they have of business. One person has knowledge and understanding. The other person does not have as much knowledge and understanding. And that difference of revelation makes a huge difference. So it also happens in the spirit that when we lack revelation, we lack the abundance that God wants to give us. But when we tithe, we actually benefit from the revelation, and God causes us to walk in abundance. So often, I found in the life of a believer that we lack in the revelation. And if you lack in the revelation, it will stand in the way of you possessing the promise that God has for your life. When we aren't tithing, we're ill-equipped to possess all that God has for us. We need a revelation and a strategy, and that only happens and it only freely flows when we're in covenant with God. When we're in covenant through tithing, the word of God tells us this in Malachi, the windows of heaven are open. And specifically, one of the things that we need when the windows of heaven are open is God's strategies, God's revelation to take us from the place that we are now to the place that he wants to get us to, the place that he's promised and predestined for us. Malachi 3 says it, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing that there will not be enough room to receive it. See, when we're in covenant, we're under an open heaven. When we're in covenant, there is a free flow of revelation. There's an open heaven for strategies, God ideas, for God understanding. Covenant gives us an open heaven. When we tithe, we actually don't give tithes. Actually, we pay tithes or we return a tithe. Because the scripture tells us that the tithe belongs to God. So you can't really give something that doesn't belong to you. When we give something, we're talking about something that is out of the generosity of my heart or out of sacrifice. I would like to give something to you. Amen? But if it's a tithe, I'm actually just returning it. And so actually we find in his word that tithing is not a sacrifice. It's just a part of covenant. Giving, on the other hand, we can give sacrificially. Maybe there's a project that we're doing. Maybe God has given us a vision to reach the lost, or God has given us a vision to reach the community, and we're giving sacrificially. But tithing is a part of our covenant with God. This is what Malachi 3:8 says. Listen to this language about returning what belongs to God. Malachi 3:8 says, will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. So how can you rob God if it first didn't belong to God in the first place? You see, to be robbed of something means that something belongs to you and it was taken. And so we see with the tithe, with the first 10%, it belongs to God. We see it in the word in Leviticus 27:30 and Numbers 18:21. We see it in Deuteronomy 12:5-6 and on throughout scripture. So if that 10% belongs to God, we can't give it, but we can just return it to him. And this is what God wants to do in your life. Look at somebody, say, God wants to bless me. Look at somebody else. Tell him, God wants to bless me. God wants to bless me. But this is how it works in scripture. Oftentimes, there's either a blessing or a curse. A blessing or a curse. You're either operating under a blessing or you're operating under a curse. And this is no different with tithing. It says actually that we're making a choice to live under a blessing, an open heaven, right? Is that what Malachi says? We're choosing to either live under an open heaven, a blessing, or a curse. The Bible tells us when we don't tithe that part of the covenant is not active and we're under a curse. What does that mean? It can be lack of revelation. It could be lack of breakthrough. It could be a glass ceiling. It definitely means a lack of financial provision. But it's an open door that the enemy can come into your life and he can mess with you. and all kinds of problems in your life. This is what Malachi says when we don't tithe. Malachi 3:9, it says, "You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me." So it doesn't matter how you define the curse. It's not a good thing, right? It's a lack of something, right? It's something being taken from you. It's something that you don't want. And so here's where some people I find get confused. And there's some people out there that are teaching the Word of God incorrectly. Because they're teaching that when Jesus came, that he broke the curse. Yes, he did break the curse. He broke the curse of sin and death. But he did not give you the fact that Jesus did not give us the right to just not listen to what the Word of God says. Jesus didn't die on the cross so that we can do whatever we want and still be blessed. See, Jesus broke the curse of sin and death. He broke what Adam did. He didn't say, okay, now that I died on the cross, you can just basically live whatever type of lifestyle that you want to and you'll still be good. No. And so that's the problem. Some people are teaching a fantasy instead of reality. If you want to be blessed, actually God wants you to be blessed. And he's outlined it in our scripture how that we can be blessed. Look at somebody say, God tells us how to be blessed. And one of those key components is tithing. You know, when you were a kid, when you didn't obey your parents, bad things happened, right? Whether they were doing it to you directly, you know, or whether it was something indirectly that happened because you weren't obeying your parent. And to the contrary, when you were obedient, you were rewarded with good things. Same thing happens with us in Scripture. Not to say that every bad thing that happens to us is God. Actually, when we're in disobedience, oftentimes we're just like kids that have wandered off from what God asked us to do. And then what we're seeing in our life is the product of living in disobedience to something that he showed us in his Word. We can love God with our words, but if our actions don't match, it proves that our words are empty. How many have ever been in a relationship that somebody, they showered you with wonderful words, and you just said, oh man, that's amazing. And at first it felt so great until you saw there was no actions attached with those words. And all of a sudden those words started meaning less and less to you because there was no actions attached with those words. You can tell me that you like me. You can tell me that you're going to stand with me. But guess what? If when I go through difficult circumstances and you're not standing with me, and you're talking about me behind my back, then guess what? Your words don't mean as much anymore. So when we say to God that we love him, but yet we don't obey his commands, the Bible actually says that those things don't line up. Jesus actually said, if you love me, what did he say? Obey my commands. All right, so tithing establishes a covenant with God, and it establishes covenant with the house. This is something that God was showing me. When you pay tithes, of course, we're paying tithes to Jesus, who is our high priest. You establish covenant with him, but you're establishing covenant, of course, through a local church. At the same time, you're making covenant with that church. And the teaching, then the teaching that comes from the house, the worship that comes from the house actually has more value. The revelation opens up to you more as you're in covenant. The ministry from the house benefits you the most when you are in covenant. When you're in covenant, the revelation comes alive because God is rebuking the enemy off of the revelation. Some Christians, they have a bootlegger mentality. You know, hey, you remember the people that used to be out in the parking lot and they had the little book and they'd be selling the CDs to you. You know that they weren't the right CDs because they didn't have the stuff, they didn't have the label on them. They're bootlegging DVDs. How did this mentality creep into the church sometimes where we're trying to get something from God at a greatly reduced price? Come on, be honest with me today. We come sometimes into God's house, but we come with a $2 expectation of worship. And we come with a $5 expectation of a word from God. You said, God, can you transform my family? Can you bring my family? Can you fix my marriage? Can you give me a word today? And can you do it for $1.50? Why do we do that? We do that Sometimes we do that, and that's why I'm talking today about resetting the covenant, because we have an all-powerful God, and we have all these promises that are we have access to, and then we come in and we put a $2 demand on an infinite God. When God already tells us in His Word how to prosper. God has already told us in His Word how to be blessed. We see the pattern in the Word of God where men and women of God time and time again were blessed. We hear stories time and time again. I want to challenge you something. When you see somebody that talks against tithing, go look at their life. And I promise you, you will see lack somewhere. There is nobody that does not tithe that there is not lack somewhere in their life. There may be extenuating circumstances why they're blessed in business because they have an anointing for business, but there will be lack in their family, or there will be lack in their marriage. Their marriage will be falling apart, or their kids will be acting up. There will be lack somewhere. Where there is not tithe, there will be lack somewhere. I say this today, I'm not trying to benefit me. My job is to equip the saints. What is the fivefold ministry job? The fivefold ministry's job is to equip the saints for ministry. I believe that God wants the people, his children, his sons and daughters to be more blessed this year than they've ever been blessed before. He wants you to walk in the promises like you've never walked before. He wants you to possess the things you've only dreamed about. But that comes from obedience to the Word of God. That's where it comes from. There is no covenant you can strike with God that will not cost you something of value. There is no covenant that you can strike with God that will not cost you something of value. I started thinking, where did we get this mentality, this bootlegger mentality? Where did it come from? Where do we start trying to take shortcuts to get blessed? You know, you see that in the body of Christ sometimes. People trying to go down a prayer line and take some type of shortcut to getting blessed. Now, I'm not saying sometimes God is moving powerfully in the altar, but you can't come down to the altar and expect to bypass tithing or bypass being obedient in some other area. You still got to be obedient. You still got to have the works to match. And I said, where do we get this mentality? 2 Timothy 4:3 tells us where this mentality comes from. And Paul is warning Timothy, which Timothy was a young pastor, and Paul had been around, and he was an apostle. He had the wisdom, and he said, listen, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. Because of their itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. And they will turn their ears away from truth and be turned aside to fables. Can I tell you, if somebody's telling you something besides tithing and that type of covenant, they're telling you a fable. They're telling you some type of fantasy. If you look long enough on the internet, you will find somebody talking about how that you don't have to tithe. There's A, there's B, there's C. There's D, there's E, there's F, there's G. There's reasons. But the Bible already tells us what we're supposed to do. Jesus, actually, when Jesus came, Jesus said, this you should have been doing. He said, tithing, yeah, you should have been doing. But also, that's basic, that's fundamental. Now let's get on to grace and mercy, right? That's what Jesus said. But when we're trying to take a shortcut often, and we're listening and we're looking for some type of shortcut. You know the American culture. We want a fast food. We want a fast food blessing. We want a shortcut. We want to listen to something on the internet that's going to make us $5,000 a month with doing nothing. And so that mentality creeps into the church, and we think we can take a shortcut to God's blessing. The truth is, God wants to bless you. And His Word shows how to walk in that promise. Tithing is a powerful part of our covenant. We have to check the covenant, and sometimes we have to reset the covenant. Some might be here today and say, I hadn't tithed, I hadn't been tithing. You can do a reset today. If you come to church but you don't tithe, the revelation does not have the same value to you. A revelation that doesn't cost you anything doesn't have the same value. If we try to worship, but the worship doesn't cost you anything, what value, what real value does that worship have? It might seem funny, but people are coming to the to church with that type of mentality. I love what David says. And we look to David for many things concerning how our heart should be towards God. And this is what David says in 2 Samuel 24:24. David said, I will not offer to God something that has cost me nothing. I'm not going to offer God something of no value. What I'm looking for, I'm looking not to get out of giving. I'm looking to give something to God. I'm looking for ways to be obedient. We shouldn't be looking for ways to avoid tithe and avoid giving. We should be looking for more things that we can do. Because when it really soaks in that you can't outgive God, let me tell you something, the fear of lack begins to fade away. God is a generous God. We were designed to be generous people. We were designed to be blessed. When we look in the Word of God, God wants to bless us over and over. And I'm so excited. I'm excited about what God wants to reveal to us in this next season. I'm excited to be able to bring my tithe. I'm excited to be able to partner with what God is doing and give. Why? Because I have an expectation that no matter how I step up this year, that God is going to step up even more. Because my God cannot be outgiven. My God cannot be outdone. I cannot outgive God. God doesn't put covenant in place to leave us in lack. God puts us in covenant to bring us to a place of abundance. I'm excited about God touching our hearts. God has already began to do some things. I've seen last year God move us and shift us as a church. We've gotten outside of our four walls. We've gotten into the community. We've loved on the people. We've gave to our community. We've given to the house of God. We've seen powerful things happen. We've seen the gospel message go forth. But you know what? This is not 2018. 2019 is going to be even better. Let me tell you something. I'm going to be even more generous in 2019. We're going to see even greater things happen in 2019. And I believe it's already begun. I'm excited about getting even more out of my covenant with God. And so should each and every one of us today. Will you bow your heads with me today? I'm so excited to bring this word to you today. Because I know God wants to take us and lift us to the next place. God wants to make a great exchange with us, and that great exchange doesn't come from a tip. It comes from a tithe. God is committed to us, and he's looking for sons and daughters that will be committed to him. That's covenant. Maybe you're here today and you say, Pastor Josh, I want to be blessed, but I haven't been tithing. Pastor, I want to be in obedience, and I want to start today. I want to pray with you today where you are. If you'll just slip up your hand, God wants to help you make that covenant reset. God wants to help you reset the covenant. If that's you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you where you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With heads bowed, you can pray this prayer with me today. And this is a prayer just to reset. Because sometimes we have to recognize what we're doing that's off and line ourselves up with him. You say, God, I'm sorry for areas of my life I've disobeyed. God, forgive me when I've not followed your word. Give me a heart of obedience. Let me trust what it says in your word about tithing, about giving. God, I want to reset the covenant today. Give me the faith to tithe. Give me the faith to give. And let me walk in your abundance in every area. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.